Hello, and welcome to a very special edition of Twilight Hour. We are here today on Sunday afternoon, March the 15th, 2009, at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And we are here with a very special guest today, Mr. Gil Birmingham. Thank you for being with us, Mr. Birmingham. May I call you Gil?
Of course.
Okay, thank you so much. This is Gina, and I'm here with my co-host, Angela. Hey, Angela, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Gina?
I'm doing great. I'm having a technical glitch that I'm trying to fix right now, so I'm wasting time until my computer pops back up again for me. Gil, sometimes we have little technical glitches here and there that no one and nothing can prevent. And so, here we go. We are welcoming a talented and versatile actor who's been in film and television. Most recently, Gil was on the shows 10 Items or Less and Nip Tuck. He's also done voice work, most notably in Night at the Museum. And for us here on Twilight Hour, he is Billy Black from Twilight. I just wanted to run that down real quick once I finally got it to open up for me. And I'd like to thank you for being here with us today. I appreciate you taking time out to come and hang out with some of your fans for a little while today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be able to chat with the fans and then share some of the experiences we're having on the cast.
That's awesome. I'm really glad that you were able to. We've had a couple of people from the cast come out onto the show with us, and some of the people who have done some of the music, and it's been a lot of fun to talk to them, especially for us very crazy Twilight fans to be able to talk to some of you guys. It's been really great.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent in that cast, I'll tell you. I mean, not just on the screen, too, but a lot of musicians and other creative endeavors that they pursue.
Yes, there is. There really is. And namely, you. You have been, were a wonderful talent in the movie, and we really thank you for bringing that to the screen for us. Those beloved books of ours, bringing those to the screen for us.
Well, I feel very privileged to be a part of it, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, I know you have limited time with us today because of your schedule, and we really do appreciate you taking the time. So I'll just get right to the questions. We had a lot of your fans, they wrote in to us on our email, wrote in questions. We had a few questions ourselves, but most of these questions come from the fans. So I'll just get going on these questions.
Very good.
All right. Question. First, can you tell us about any other projects that you're working on right now besides the New Moon project?
Well, as you probably, you did mention I had worked recently with a couple of shows. I did a guest star on Nip Tuck and another show called 10 Items or Less that was basically a complete improv comedy thing, which I had a great time with. And we recently just finished a project called Love Ranch. And that was a story, a very interesting film that's still in post-production, directed by Taylor Hackford. And it stars Helen Mirren and Joe Pesci. And that story is based on a real-life couple who founded the first legal brothel in Nevada in the 1970s. And I play a character named Johnny Cortez, a crooked cop. He's the right-hand man of Joe Pesci, and he's kind of caught between his friendship with Joe, his feelings for Helen, and upholding the law. And working on that show is really like working with royalty. And then Helen was knighted by the Queen of England herself shortly after that. So
oh,
I'm
that,
looking forward
really
to those
cool.
things coming out. Yeah.
That sounds like a very interesting project right there. That's something that I would be interested in looking at. Is that going to be out at the movies, or was it made for television?
No, it's gonna be a wide theatrical release. They just don't have a release date yet. But
okay.
It's a far cry from the Twilight genre, wouldn't you say?
It sounds like it, but you know what? That's okay. Sometimes we have to move away from so that you don't get stuck in a rut, right?
Exactly.
And that's a great cast that you were working with, too. Helen is just an awesome actress. And Joe Pesci, he's awesome as well. So I can't wait. I was actually reading up on it when I was doing some research. And when I was reading up on it, it was definitely something that I definitely want to see out in the movie theater. So.
Well, I don't know how many people know, but Taylor Hackford is Helen's husband. And so, you know, having her husband direct on top of that, and he had done a number of very notable features before, you know, Officer and a Gentleman, Ray, which they won an Oscar for, and a slew of other work. So it was just such an honor to work with such, you know, old school Hollywood and to be part of that.
Oh, that's awesome. That sounds like it was a lot of fun, because yeah, those actors and actresses, they are part of kind of old school Hollywood, and that sounds like it was a lot of fun to do. So.
Well, I can't wait to get back to the werewolf world, though.
Oh yeah, when do you head up to do that?
I go up, I think a week from Wednesday.
Well, congratulations to you. We're excited because we're ready for the next one.
We were ready like months ago.
I'm sure most fans were ready for as soon as Twilight finished, right?
We decided to give you a break, though, first.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
All right. Well, speaking of, you know, working on film, do you prefer stage, television, or film work?
You know, I like them all. They each kind of have their own challenges and their benefits. You know, stage work is different every night, you know, and I love the immediacy and the energy exchange of a live audience on stage. I mean, it's really the only real actor's medium. Television is more of a producer's medium. And, you know, you have more of an opportunity probably to work closer to home. It's got a pace and a structure that's quite different. And film just gives you the time to explore characters and offers a great sense of intimacy. And so I like them all. They just really kind of expand your creative expression in a different way.
Yeah, I think that I feel that way too. They kind of are different sides of the acting world. And so I don't know if I could really pick one or the other myself. I've been a stage actress for a while, and I'm not sure if I could say, well, I think I like this better than the other. So I think that was a very diplomatic answer.
Well, then you know the charge, you know, and that energy exchange you have with a live audience, you know, and
yes.
Everything is spontaneous, and then everything becomes much more technical in terms of film and television, but... yeah, they all have their benefits. Love them all.
That they do. Well, speaking of stage, television, or film, would you have a dream role in any of those?
Dream role. You know, I kind of approach acting differently now than I did when I first got started some 12, 15 years ago. You know, and you grow up as an individual yourself. But I think, you know, in a broader context, I love a project that not only entertains but also, you know, provokes thought and awareness of how similar we all are in our journey through life. But I recently, as I mentioned before, did some comedy and I loved it. So I'm thinking, how about a psycho comic thriller?
Oh, that'd be
that
fun.
Could have been done.
That sounds like it'd be a lot of fun, though. Just something different.
Yeah, something along
something,
you know,
very
I think
different.
Oceans, the first Ocean's 11 was a little bit like that.
Yeah, it was. It was a bit. Yeah, I know what you mean.
And then, you know, more often than not, you know, it's the experience of the shoot that I think resonates the most for me. You know, the interaction between the actors and great talents and being privileged enough to work with these people and to you know, see what you get to create communally as a group, you know, and hope that people, it's received well by the people.
Right. Well, that's cool. Thank you.
Okay, we have another question, and this is regarding any of the work that you've done on set. We wanted to know what the funniest thing was to ever happen to you on set, on any set. Doesn't have to be a particular movie, but just in general, what's the funniest thing to ever happen to you?
Would that extend into the most embarrassing too?
If it was funny.
Well, you know, it's funny in retrospect. It may not have been that funny at the time. But I was working on the set of Lone Ranger some time ago, and there was a scene where all the actors had to sit down and have this meeting. And when I went to sit down, the first take, my buckskins that I was wearing split. And because of time constraints, you know, we couldn't take the time to stop shooting. We had to keep shooting, so they had to keep shooting me above the waist. And I had to be careful not to move too much, and I got a lot of razzing from the other guys.
Oh. Oh, wow.
So that kind of falls in the category of funniest and embarrassing.
Definitely. See, we got two for one there. And in the beginning of the interview, you actually said how you enjoy to do all types of work in the just the entertainment field per se. But I was reading online that you do play, that you are a musician. So we were wondering what kinds of music do you enjoy playing, and if you have a favorite band or song right now.
Yeah, I've been playing guitar since I was 10 years old, and me personally, I'm kind of the old school rock blues with the Stevie Ray Vaughan and the Eric Clapton. Jimi Hendrix was the inspiration for me even wanting to play guitar, and my musical taste, you know, has just really expanded over the years because they're just such great, you know, talented people. Right now, I love the new U2 CD, and they've got this song titled "Magnificent," which is just very inspiring for me. I love it. But I've also gotten into, you know, since Twilight, I've gotten into the band Paramore, who's now opening on tour for No Doubt in their upcoming tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like Robert Pattinson's music. You know?
Don't we all?
But, you know, it's surprising. You wouldn't guess that this man has such a depth in his, you know, and another feel of his talent, but his eclectic musical tastes really are very similar to mine.
It's nice to see. It's nice. It's just nice that you two would have that type of like a connection like that. It's very rare to have that type of connection between people nowadays. So it's always good to have that type of camaraderie on set. So
the musical expression, you know, as I learned later, was just an extension, where the filming and acting was just an extension of the same creative process. It just changed the medium. So it does make sense, you know, and I guess it doesn't surprise me that he would be as good as he does, but it's just that, you know, he has, you know, a lot of classical background, and he really likes the classical music. And it's all a wonderful creative manifestation of the same center.
Well, at least it makes, you know, working not more or less not like work. And, you know, it's not something that you, like some people dread going to work, whereas, you know, you can go to work and you enjoy it. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, and even on your time, your spare time, you know, you're not limited to just, you know, the hustle and bustle you know, the acting world. You always have time to kind of repose yourself, and you always still have that music there. You know, it never leaves you. When it's in your blood, it's a wonderful thing to have that you can draw upon at any time.
Okay, we actually have one of your fans asking right now in our chat room, and she's wanting to know what your favorite scene in Twilight was.
My favorite scene in Twilight?
Yeah, your favorite scene.
You mean the ones that I wasn't in?
Anyone that you, you know, if you were in it, if you weren't in it, any scene.
I'll tell you, my favorite scene was when the vampires were out playing baseball. I thought that was just spectacular, the way that, I mean, you got the first hint of some of the supernatural powers that the vampires had. And then when, you know, when the three evil vampires showed up, you know, Lauren and Victoria, James. I mean, it was just it was just so mystical the way they presented them and scary at the same time, and it really served to build up the tension about what was really going to be going on from that point on in the movie.
Yeah, I definitely have to agree with you with that one. That's actually my favorite scene overall is the baseball scene. When I get the DVD, that's probably I'll be rewinding and going back to that scene because it really does show the vampire qualities that they have as opposed to throughout the rest of the movie. You get to feel it when I was in the movie, like you felt the power that they had. And then when the three vampires came in, like you knew they were bad as soon as they came in, just the way Catherine had portrayed them coming in. So I'll definitely agree with you there. We do have another question, we wanted to know what you like to do in your spare time when you're not making movies or, you know, playing music, what you like to do just being Gil.
Oh, you know, I like representing Gil. That's a cool thing to do. But, you know, I get a lot of my rejuvenation through, Mother Nature. I spend a lot of time up in the mountains. Mammoth Mountains is an area here locally in California. And Hawaii, I have friends in Hawaii that I get to really commune with nature. I think that's probably one of my favorite things. And I like to read. You know, I like reading and learning new things, meeting new people, and learning about different cultures. You know, I've been to Greece, and I've been to South America, and I've been, you know, a number of different places, and it just fascinates me, you know, to just have an awareness of being on this planet at this time and all the variations that we have, but yet we're all the same in terms of being human beings, you know. And I would say those are my favorite things, communing with nature.
That's awesome. That's exactly the kind of thing that I like to do as well, just kind of be out in the world and be part of the world, right?
Well, you know, a lot of the Native American, you know, culture was all about that for the 10,000 years before we had the settlers come in, was just being and taking in nature and the animals and exactly how they be. You know,
right.
they just have a genetic programming in themselves that serves the purpose of the Creator. And if you just attune yourself to that, there's a perfect harmony with everything. And maybe that's why it resonates so well with us if we allow ourselves to get free of kind of our preconceived notions about how we're supposed to be traveling through life and really get connected with Mother Nature.
Wow, that's beautiful. That really is. That's a beautiful way to think about it.
Yeah.
It really is. All right, we got a few more questions from the chat room. They're really getting into talking to you now. One person asked, in Twilight, was it hard to work as a person who was using a wheelchair when you are not a person who uses a wheelchair in your real life?
I wanted to you know, you do your research on these things. I don't know how many fans know about why or how Billy ends up in the wheelchair, but he's got a condition of onset diabetes. I'm sure the hardcore fans probably know this, but it wasn't directly addressed in the book. And I have some friends that are in wheelchairs, and I think the important thing in portraying Billy was that he was a strong individual that didn't feel that his physical limitations were going to determine who he was as a person. And so I think it was just owning that part of it and knowing that he was no less a diminished person simply because he had a physical challenge.
Cool. Thank you. All right, these guys really want to know a lot about you. I think I would be flattered if they were in there talking about me like this. They are just loving you. I'll have to tell you that in the chat room, they are just loving you to death. Awesome. They are going to just go screaming when they hear that. Because they can hear in the chat room, but they're a little bit behind us. They hear about 10 seconds after, you know, with the radio delay, and all of a sudden we'll start seeing
screens in the chat room in just about 10 seconds from now. All right, well, one of them wanted to know, what is your favorite book and what's your favorite movie?
Ah, my favorite book, my favorite movie. Well, I tend to gravitate toward, you know, some of the more philosophical and maybe even bordering on metaphysical books. One of the recent books that's been around for a little while, but that I've gotten in contact with was a book called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. And his whole discussion is about the importance of being present and living your life, you know, in the moment that you're in, and having an appreciation and gratitude and awareness that this is a gift of life to be here. And that no matter what it is that you're encountering in your challenges of life, this moment is the only real moment that exists. And if you just take the time to look around, you're just blessed with so many things to be grateful for. And I want to get off on too much of a philosophical bent on that, but those things are the things that really appeal to me. And then on the flip side, probably my favorite all-time movie is The First Godfather. So go figure.
That's
but even
cool.
That movie had a core of loyalty and family. You know, it was styled into the you know, the Italian mobster, I guess, genre. But yet below all that, you know, there was still the connectedness we have as individuals and humans. That doesn't really matter where it is you're going in your path. There are essence of things about us that's the thing that makes us all connected and similar to one another. We have many more similarities with each other than we have differences as human beings.
That's cool.
Okay, they are just going crazy in the chat room with questions. So we've got Stars in the chat room who wants to, said, we know you can't tell us anything about the new moon script, but she just wanted to know if you could give us a hint on how good the script is.
I'll tell you this, if you're impressed by the vampires in the first movie and their supernatural powers, you're going to love the werewolves.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Ooh. I get all excited.
I know. I can't wait to see the werewolves.
I'm so looking forward to Chris Wise as the director and his vision of how they're going to do that transformation. But it's powerful stuff, you know, and I have to say I was quite impressed by the supernatural powers of the vampires. But, boy, I'm sure glad I'm part of the werewolf clan.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, we have that little bit of delay even on our phone connection, don't we?
I think so. Yeah.
But I don't know. You know, Edward is a fine young gentleman, and he does a wonderful job. But my son Jacob, he's going to give him a run for his money.
Yeah, it's the time for the wolf. That's what everybody's saying. It's Jacob's turn, and we're definitely all excited. I mean, I'm not Team Edward or Team Jacob. I love them both dearly. They're great characters, but I'm just so excited that they, you know, Taylor Lautner is back on, you know, with the cast and portraying Jacob, and just so excited to see the wolves in action because they didn't get a chance to, you know, do much in Twilight. So it's definitely going to be a different experience for the Twilight fans overall, and they're all excited. The chat room is going crazy. They're all so excited at what you just said.
Well, Stephanie did such a wonderful job, you know, and building the story up the way that she did. So, it's nice because you're not going to be getting, you know, the same kind of theme line running through it outside of just, you know, the love, the undying love that Bella has for Edward. But, you know, it really throws a wrench into it when she encounters Jacob. And, you know, I'm sure we've all had some point in time in our lives where you're kind of, your heart's torn behind, you know, what just emotionally feels like the way you want to go, but then your mind telling you there's another way that maybe you should go. And so that conflict is really developed excellently by Stephanie, and it's going to be exciting to see it there on the film. And Taylor is just, I can't say enough about Taylor. He's just such a sweetheart. We got to spend time together on the first movie, and I was just amazed at how poised he was, and how grounded, and just what an all-around sweetheart of a guy he is. So I was very happy to have him come back. And then I didn't see him for a while there, and some of the controversy was, you know, will Taylor be able to fulfill the big shoes that Jacob has to have in the second movie? And then I turn around, and bam, the guy's weighing 25 pounds more. He's got a six-pack, and he's got guns on him, and just amazing. I said, you need to train me now, pal.
He worked really hard. He did.
That's dedication right there. He deserved that part. He deserved to get it.
He earned it, I'll tell you. Every time I call him, I say, hey, dude, what's up? Where you at? He goes, what do you think, man? I'm at the gym.
Exactly.
Okay, we wanted to know how you came about getting the part of Billy Black.
Well, it was an audition process, and in my first meeting, Catherine Hardwick, who was the director of the first movie, paired me up with several different actors who were auditioning for the role of Jacob. And first we did scripted lines, and then we did mostly improv themes and, you know, improvisational things. And she would just give us, some outline on it and just run with it. And it was a blast. It was a lot of fun. I mean, Catherine really understood how important the chemistry was, and really how to make it, the characters come alive on screen. And I had a great time. And the funny thing is I didn't meet Taylor then, but there were some other young actors that were pretty good. But I think Catherine really created the environment for people to feel free to be their best creative selves. And I guess that was her gift to me as a director. And I'll forever be grateful for her, you know, making me part of this franchise.
Well, we are glad that you were a part of it, because honestly, Billy was a really, to me, even though he didn't seem like an integral character throughout the series, from the first book he didn't seem that way, but throughout the series became more of an integral character in the series, and I'm looking very much forward to seeing how that whole thing plays out through the next few movies. I really am.
Well, he is the keeper of the secret.
Yep.
You know, he knows what's going on more than anybody else there.
Very true. Another question. How would you describe Billy's character? Since we've got kind of opened it up a little bit, how would you describe Billy's character? More in depth.
I think Billy is he's this really interesting, you know, combination of a lineage, you know, and his genealogy and this spiritual wisdom, and he understands, the challenges in a broader scope of the human condition with a great sense of humor. But he is the keeper of the secret, and I think that's the most interesting part about him, because while everybody's trying to figure things, Bella's trying to figure out what Rob is or what Jacob is, and even the stories that were told to Jacob and some of the other young Native Americans, you know, were considered just, you know, old legend folklore, and that maybe Billy's just a little crazy. Until they start transforming, and then it all comes home, you know. And then Billy's responsible. I think he takes it upon himself to feel responsible to help these transitions for these young boys that are not going to understand exactly what's happening, you know, and how important it is that it does happen, because we got to protect the land and the people.
So you read New Moon then, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you read the whole series?
I have not. And the only reason I haven't is because I kind of almost wanted to unfold to me at the same time, or the approximate same time that it does to the audience. You know, I don't want to get ahead of myself in terms of the storyline, you know, that I might know something that happens in book four that somehow, you know, seeps into book two. And So I haven't, but it makes it a fun journey for me, just kind of like it does for the fans, except for those who have read the whole thing.
Oh, well, that's cool, though.
Yeah, the scripts, you know, are limited to the extent that, you know, you can't put a whole book in a two-hour movie, so you've got to make choices about what you're going to do and how you're going to portray the essence of what that book is trying to communicate.
All right. Well, that's neat, though. I think that if I hadn't read the books, I think I would feel the same way, to be able to almost like a surprise that you're going to get, a present that you're going to get later, if you save it and wait for it, like kind of like you are, you know, saving it and waiting for it to unfold for you. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's fun. I
all right, we've got to
wait in the same anticipation as the fans do.
Exactly. Well, we've got a few callers, if it's okay with you. We'll take a few calls.
Love to.
All right, hold on just a second. Get to my switchboard. Hi, is this a Skype caller?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. It's me. It's Ashley.
Hey, Ashley.
How are you?
Ashley.
Hello, Gil. I'm not in London this time. I'm actually in California for once.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Usually Ashley calls us from London.
I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's probably right next door to me somewhere.
I don't know where you live in London.
I live in California.
Oh, I would hope so. No, I'm up in Northern California. Yeah, no, I'm home. I figured I'd say hi to y'all. Gil was just kind of a pleasant surprise when I got the number this afternoon. Like, oh, ooh. So I was just calling to say hi and yay, I'm home. And then I'll be back in England next week. So.
All right, awesome. Well, it's good to hear from you.
Yeah. I mean, as far as Gil, I mean, obviously, I was so happy with Billy Black. Thank you so much. I was very impressed. I was like, you know, because he was the one character. I was kind of like, how exactly are they going to do this? Because he is kind of a big part of it, but he's not. He's very subtle, big part of it. And so I was thoroughly impressed and a big reason why I love the film as much as I do. So thank you for that, and I can't wait to see more. Can't wait for New Moon. That's very exciting. And hopefully it does it well in the UK again, like Twilight did in the UK.
Well, thank you very much,
you,
Ashley. It was a great privilege to be able to do.
All right. My family demanding my attention back, of course, so it could have been a while. But you guys have fun and good luck, and I'll talk to y'all soon.
All right. We'll talk to you later, Ashley.
Bye, ladies.
Yeah, Ashley calls us for every show, even from London. She's a very awesome listener. She's a lot of fun. All right, we've got another caller who wanted to talk to you.
All right.
940, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, hi, Gil.
Hi, 940.
Hey, who's this?
This is Zane's auntie, Zoe. From
hey, how are you?
I'm good.
All right, did you have a question?
Yeah, I wanted to ask what would probably be your favorite part from the next movie?
What would be my favorite part?
Yeah, or what was your favorite part from New Moon?
Scene are you looking forward to most to filming?
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to, we mentioned it a little earlier, but I'm looking forward to the transformations. As it's written in the script, it's pretty amazing. And, I mean, it just kind of grabs you by the gut just reading it. So I'm just looking forward to see how that's going to feel once I see it visually on this huge screen. And of course, those are my people, so I'm very proud of that. I'm just kind of bummed that I don't get to transform, you know?
Sure.
We skipped a couple of generations.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, hon.
Oh, there's one other question I wanted to ask.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that a person from the chat room really wants to know. Gil, do you like Twix?
Do I like Twix?
Yeah. A person
Twix
really
candy
wants
bars?
In the chat room.
Is it Twix candy bars?
Yes.
Oh.
You know, as a matter of fact, I do.
Oh, they're going to be happy.
I love that little crunchy, chocolatey taste, you know.
And now you're going to get tons of them in the mail.
Oh, yeah.
Every one of them. You'll see Billy eating them on the set in the movie scene.
Okay.
Okay, my friend wants to say hi, Gil.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Paige.
Hey,
hey
how
Paige,
are you?
How are you?
Good.
Did you have a question or did you just want to say hello?
I just wanted to say hello.
Okay. All right, well,
wow,
we've got another caller.
Okay, thanks, Gil. Bye.
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 Thanks for calling.
Welcome.
You have some very excited fans out there.
Yeah, they get so excited. Sometimes they just forget what they want to say.
Yes, they do that.
That's
all right, we've got another caller. 905, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
It's Stars.
Hey, Stars. Hey, we're here with Gil.
Hi, Gil.
Hi, Stars.
I was wondering if you could choose, what would you be, a vampire or a werewolf?
Oh, I think I'd have to go with the werewolves. You know, the wonderful thing about the werewolves that differ from the vampires is, first of all, we're not cold. And then second of all is that, you know, the sole purpose of even becoming werewolves, which is what I love that Stephanie did with it, because it doesn't follow the traditional genre of werewolves and vampires, is that the only reason they even transform is to protect the land and protect the people. And I just love that concept, you know, that it's not about feeding on anybody else to stay alive, but purely to protect them. So I'd have to go with the werewolves, lucky for me.
Cool.
Cool. Very cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, I have to say, throughout this whole interview, I love how you embrace the werewolves as your own. I love how you say, you know, they're my people. And, you know, I just love how you've actually, like, it's very real.
Personal.
Like, yes, it's very personal, and that's not common, you know, with a lot of people. So it's just nice to hear you take it to take it to heart. I just had to comment on that because I've just noticed it throughout the entire interview. It's very nice. So thank you for thank you for taking it to heart. And I think that's probably why the movie comes off the way it does. And it's, you know, it is such a good movie, and New Moon will be great is because you and the other actors take it all to heart. So, you know, thank you for that, and I just wanted to say that.
No, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, for us who are such diehard Twilight fans, it's really nice when the actors also embrace it as much as we have, because we are the diehard fans, believe me.
Yeah. But I think another reason it resonates for people and is that it's got such human qualities. All the characters have really human qualities to them. And if it's not how we maybe see ourselves, it's how we imagine we'd like to be. And so it gives you something to aspire to, you know.
Exactly. Well, we've got one more caller. I think we have enough time for one more caller and maybe one more question, because I know that you're in a time crunch and need to be heading off pretty soon. So let me pick this caller up.
Sure.
585, you're on the air.
Hi. I was just wondering, do you like Gladiator movies?
Do I like Gladiator? Who is this?
I'm Jess. I'm curious. I couldn't really think of a question. But I
couldn't think of a good question, huh?
I'm a big fan of Twilight, but I'm just curious, you know.
Oh, I just wanted to be able to address you by your name.
Oh, I'm Jess.
Hi.
Hi.
As a matter of fact, I do. I love Gladiator movies. I always have. I don't know what it is about them. Maybe it's just the male energy. It's kind of interesting to know that women like them. And,
yeah.
It's a good one. I mean, my favorite being the one Russell Crowe was in, The Gladiator.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, just imagine in the time of that existed where there really were gladiators, and, you know, Hollywood will take a creative license with things, but I love it when they do what they did in Gladiator and really put heart into it and a human mission for this gladiator that still has the strength, you know, of a warrior.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm with you on that one.
That's awesome. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
That was a really good answer, too.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jess.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See, they just want to talk to you, so they're just going to spit out anything now.
Because
they get nervous. What's your favorite color?
Well,
exactly.
That brings up the next movie, the next Gladiator movie I'll be performing in. And no.
All right. We have one last call. Do you have time for one last call?
Sure.
Thank you. 405, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is RLFL Jen in the chat room.
Okay. Are you the Twix girl?
Yes, I do. But I actually wanted to know, if you could have picked any character to play, who would it have been?
Oh, I don't know. It's the, you know, if you wanted the adoration of millions of fans, I guess you'd pick Robert. But I don't know. I think I would have had a kinship if I was a little younger to play Jacob. I just think that's such a fabulous role and such a wonderful character to explore. And be part of that whole triangle between Robert and Bella and Jacob. And, did I just say Robert?
Yes, you did.
Edward.
That's okay. We do it all the time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks.
No problem.
Yeah.
All right.
It's my pleasure.
Thanks for playing Billy so well. He's my favorite character.
Oh, thank you. I know. How come there's not a Team Billy?
You know what? You know what, Billy? I mean, you know what, Gil? Check the website, and I'll have something up for you tomorrow. Actually, probably within the hour. You'll see. I'm good at graphics and whatnot, so there'll be a Team Billy.
That's right.
Thank you.
All right. I know you're going to have to go soon, but we always ask our guests if they could do one favor for us at the end of an interview. If you could say, this is Gil Birmingham and you're listening to Vamp Radio, and we can record it and we put it on as a clip for some of our other shows.
Sure.
Okay. Anytime you're ready.
Okay. This is Gil Birmingham, a.k.a. Billy Black. And you're listening to Vamp Radio.
Thank you so much. And we thank you so much for being here with us today and taking the time out. We really appreciate you being here.
Well, it's my pleasure, and thank you for having me.
And you know what? You can come back anytime. We are always ready for Gil, Billy Black, to come and visit us again. We're always ready. So anytime you'd like to come and hang out with Twilight Hour, you're welcome to.
Well, you know, I find that as a particular honor, knowing that this is a vampire radio station and you're having a werewolf on.
Well, exactly, because there's not a lot of you guys out there that we would have on besides you. You hold a special place in our heart. We love the wolf, too. You hold a special place for us.
Well, thank you so much, and it was a pleasure talking to the fans and with you guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And good luck to you when you leave next week to go up to Vancouver.
Thank you.
We'll and look for those Twix. Yes, and yeah, wait for the Twix. They're coming. They're coming.
I don't know where they came from.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you very much. You guys take care.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was awesome. You girls did a great job.
What a wonderful guy. He was so nice.
He really was. I really liked how he embraces his him and his wolves. I loved how he just kept on saying, you know, they're my people. It was just so awesome.
I loved when he said, you know, my son Jacob will, you know, outrun.
That was great. Oh, that was one of the best interviews that we have done. That was an amazing interview. I had loved talking to him. I enjoyed that so much.
Definitely. Loved it. You guys did great. So we got 45 minutes left of the show, and we're just going to open the phone lines for everyone that you guys want to call in and tell us what you thought about the interview and what you thought about Gil. You know, news on Twilight or no, New Moon. Twilight's over with. New Moon now.
That's right.
Yeah,
we got all the news on New Moon.
And just tell us what you want to see in New Moon and, you know, all that good stuff. So the phone lines are open. The number is 718-508-9440.
That's right. And while y'all are calling in, Ange and I will dig up some news for you because I wasn't ready for the news today. Were you, Angela?
I'm just going to go look on my site and see
what
I've been posting.
That's what I need to do.
Okay, girls, you guys got, after the interview, you got like 45 more minutes left. And
I know. I was so psyched up for the interview.
I know. It went really well. It was a really good. That's up there. Him and Jackson, they've got to be the best people to interview.
Oh, yeah. That was
sorry,
an amazing interview.
Gil, for me, Gil is way over Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, this interview was the bomb. I'm going to go all fangirl now. I'm going to go all fangirl.
I can see him screaming at me, stay away from the vampires, and I would listen, too.
I'm telling you, he's gonna. They're talking about big boxes of Twix from Costco, and we're going to be feeding the entire cast up there. They're all going to go into sugar shock, so.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I love reading the chat room. Everyone is so excited.
I know. They're all Team Billy now.
I know. We're going to have a whole, you know what? We're going to need to make a website, Team Billy website. Now.
I know. Like a mini site, like just for Team Billy.
That's right.
Actually, you know what? Hold on a minute.
Oh, boy.
I think he's been listening to us.
Well, good for him.
Gil, are you listening to us?
I am listening to you.
Oh, my goodness. Yay!
Listening to us go on and on.
I noticed you were still on the switchboard. So do you want to gossip with us?
Do I want to gossip? Well, you know, it's funny because every time I try to get your webcam, I would get the initial banner on there, but none of the rest of the show would come on. So the only way I have of really hearing any of the interviews or anything is like now. And I'm kind of like putzing around here and just doing some other things, but I thought it'd be interesting to hear some more of the show.
Oh, are you internet savvy? Because a lot of the cast isn't.
Into what?
Internet savvy?
Oh, yeah. No, I can't say that. I mean, if it doesn't plug up, you know, once I push the button, then I don't know that there's a lot more I can do.
I'm going to tell you how to get into the chat room real quick. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/vampradio.
Well, what I did do is get on radio.com. Isn't that the same place or the same site?
No,
Vamp Radio Online.
Yeah.
Vamp Radio Online is just our website where we post our news. We actually broadcast from Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So, yeah, if you go to blogtalkradio.com/vampradio, that it will take you to the place, and you can actually log into the chat room, and you can see what everybody's saying about you.
Oh, they're just loving you to death, too.
Being as a guest that way.
Ah. blogtalkradio.com/
the one that's under the question mark.
Oh, okay.
And then Vamp Radio, VAMPRADIO.
Oh, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Okay, I learned
something new. And then later,
you
will be up to listen to.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to listen into a little bit before I have to take off, and just want to tell you guys what a joy it was to really chat with you.
Well, thank you. You know what? It's not a lot of times that our guests stay on and do that, and so we really appreciate it.
Well, I find it all fascinating and interesting as well.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you got to listen to us be fangirls for a minute.
Yeah, I know. We always do that. I guess we should look at the switchboard and see if our guest is still on before we get all fangirl, right? We try to be so professional during the interview, and then as soon as they hang up, we go all
fangirl. Like, yeah. We can finally let loose.
It's all good.
Well, thanks.
Well, you guys take care then, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, thank you so
much.
Thank
you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm gonna stick him on hold.
That way, if he wants to keep listening.
Yeah, if he wants to keep listening. I'm going to try.
Oh, look, they all want him back.
He hung up, but he's probably listening.
Yeah, he probably got into the show now on the site. So we hope he does. And, Gil, if you're listening, thank you so much again. I can't thank you enough. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
that was a lot of fun to do.
He made me blush.
My pizza over here really hot. It's like
I know.
I know.
I know. We went off fangirl. It was.
But everyone knows the time New Moon comes out, they're all going to be running with the werewolves.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Don't we all know that?
They're going to see Jacob in a whole new light, and it's not going to be Team Edward. It's going to be Team Jacob, you know, Team Billy. It's going to be all about the werewolves.
Definitely, definitely.
Oh,
and
yeah.
if I'm sure everybody's seen the onset pics that have surfaced with Jacob as, well, with Taylor as Jacob, and oh, my goodness.
Oh, he looks tough.
He's not legal, but
geez. Don't even, I know. I can't even say a word.
He's got, I have to say, he's got that, like, that ka-dunk butt now, and it's just hot. I'm sorry.
That was awesome. You are so funny. You, oh, my gosh, Angela, you make me laugh so hard.
They're having so much fun in the chat room. I'm just trying to follow along, and it's so funny because my cheeks, they're I'm still, like, smiling from the interview.
I know.
He made me nervous.
I can't stop grinning.
Well, hey, let's run through some news real quick, okay, before we
get into
that.
Yes.
All
right,
I'll do Band Night. Go ahead and what's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Monday, right?
Tomorrow's Monday.
Poor Band Night. Go ahead and run through the two shows you do, Gina, and then I'll talk about Band Night.
Okay. Tomorrow night, we have, as you all know from today, that we have moved our True Blood show to Monday nights. It's now True Blood Monday at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. And we will be talking about tomorrow night. We will start our 8-week series on the book series, because there are 8 books in the series. We're going to do one book a week and do a book discussion, just do a general discussion about the book. Tomorrow night will be the book Dead Until Dark, which is the first book of the series, and also it is also the book that the first season was based upon. So we will be discussing that, and we will be discussing comparison and contrast between the series and the book. And then the following Monday, we will go into book 2,
which really hasn't been addressed by the show yet, so we will do a little supposition and see maybe what might be happening, what we think might be happening in the second season when it comes up. I do believe that I saw somewhere, and I will have to track it down and post it, I will post it, that it's already been released when the season, the new season will start. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's in June that the second season will start. If I'm wrong, I will correct that. I will correct that tomorrow night on the show. Then on Tuesday night, Angela and I will be back for Twilight Hour on our regularly scheduled night. That will be at 9 o'clock Eastern time, and I believe that we're still going for an hour this week, but in the future we will be looking at possibly extending our time to an hour and a half as more news comes in. So, but I believe as of this week we're still doing an hour. And then, Amy, you want to talk about band night?
Yes, band night, as everyone knows, March the 4th we had 100 Monkeys on, and that's you know, Jackson Rathbone's in that band. But they had so much fun with me and Jess just hanging out, playing music, talking to their fans. They decided, seeing that one of our guests canceled on us on the 18th, they decided to come back on the 18th. So, but they're not going to be on for 2 hours like last time. They're only going to be on for an hour. And we haven't really decided if we're going to take phone calls yet, because the guys just really want to talk to everybody and just, you know, get it out there, what they're doing. And I actually woke up yesterday morning to 7 beautiful 100 Monkey posters. So I'll be giving away some posters. And I talked to Ben last night, and he said something about maybe, I don't know, a CD possibly be giving away.
Woohoo!
So go run up on your 100 Monkey trivia. Go Google them and all that good stuff. And, no, Jackson will not be with us when the 100 Monkeys are on, because everybody knows Jackson's in Vancouver getting ready to start filming New Moon. But, you know, we still have fun with Jared and Ben and Ben and Uncle Larry. And I believe the owner of the 24K is going to be on, too, with us.
Oh, wow. Cool. He's a cool guy.
Yeah. And then Friday is our Moonlight Radio on Vamp Radio, and we are going to talk about Coraline.
Ooh.
Everybody love Coraline to death.
Ooh.
Like, cut off her head. And then on Saturday, they're doing Blood, Bats, and Books, and they'll probably be talking about Stephen King again. But then on the 23rd, Band Night is taking over the True Blood spot, because we will have Bobby Long on.
Woohoo!
And, that will be a 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time show. And Bobby, as we know, he... I think he co-wrote Let Me Sign, and, you know, what's the other song in?
Never Think?
Never Think in Twilight. So, yes, we're going to have Bobby on, and we're going to have just so much fun with him. He's got some tour dates. He's going to be in the U.S. touring this summer, and it's going to be so much fun. Okay, do you girls have any news? You got your news ready?
I'm working on it.
Okay, Angela said she'll be right back, and Angela, take your time, honey.
Oh.
Yeah, hopefully he's okay.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to call in, like we said, we open the phone lines if you want to be little fangirls like we were gushing over the interview. Go ahead, feel free, because we love hearing the feedback, because, you know, as like I said, when Vamp Radio started last year and we did the show for the fans, it was... the fans, we got together, we started the radio show, so we do this show for you, and if you
right.
don't like what we're doing, let us know. Please
exactly.
Let us know. You know, let us know in a friendly way, because hostility I do not take very well. So yeah, let us know what you want on the show, let us know which bands, because, you know, Jess and I have we're actually booked on band night until the 1st of April. No, the 8th of April.
So if you guys have some bands you would like us to get on, just let us know. If you have a favorite vampire or, you know, werewolf that you want us to get on, let us know. And believe us, Gina has been working off her butt contacting, you know, the cast of Twilight, and hopefully, you know, they're all busy right now, but hopefully time New Moon comes out, they'll be coming around.
Yes. Yeah, right now we've just been getting a lot of, you know, we're busy right now with the production, and I understand that, you know, we all understand that they are very busy right now. So we've been getting a lot of, unfortunately, they're too busy to do an interview right now. But hopefully maybe once things settle down a bit and, you know, things start, you know, after they finish the initial filming, we can start getting some of these guys on the show again, which would be great. So, yeah, Amy, don't sell yourself short. Amy has been working her butt off just as much as I have, if not more, to try to get these guys on the show.
You know, I don't like to take the credit, so I just fill it out.
I don't either. I don't need credit. I just like to do the show.
Little baby you heard screaming Baba, because I'm the only one that gives him a Baba.
Oh, yeah.
My nephew. Did you hear him come in? He opened my door.
I know. He's like, Baba, Baba.
Baba. Oh, he is so cute. Come on, everyone. We want to hear from you. Call in. Please call in. Please.
Yeah, honestly, I just don't have a lot of news right now. I hope Angela, when she gets back, she has some more news.
Yeah, Angela had to go take care of her little baby.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody's hearing Ava now.
Everybody's like, aw.
He's cute as a button. He loves his Aunt Amy. So, wonder if I could. Go ahead, call in. Everybody,
yeah, please,
you know, it is a long distance number, so call in. People that's already called in and asked their questions, just to call in and talk to us. So me and Gina, we talk to each other all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk to you guys. So I've seen I haven't even been looking up any news. I've just been too busy this week getting ready for this interview and stuff. I haven't looked up any news. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go over here to Angela's website.
Yes, start looking up her news, because that's what I'm doing. I'm going on my Google Reader. I'm on my Google Reader reading all the news as I'm talking to you guys. Kristen she did a short interview that they are right now in pre-production with makeup and wig shots. They haven't started filming yet, but they are in, like I said, the pre-production. That's cool. I'm excited. For some reason, I heard that they were all leaving town, but then I got a bunch of pictures yesterday or earlier today that a bunch of them are still in Vancouver. So where were they all supposedly heading out to?
I'm not sure, but Gil said he was probably leaving on Wednesday to go up there.
Yeah, to go up there, yeah.
So they're probably, if they're leaving now, they're probably, you know, done with wardrobe and making sure that the wigs fit and the color's right and all that good stuff.
Right.
You know, all that behind-the-scenes stuff that's so complicated, but I miss doing. And then they're probably just going home and relaxing before they start filming. Okay, but Pat is saying the Twilight DVD is at Target for how much?
It went down to $17.99. I got a notice because I pre-ordered it from Target, and I got a notice that they will we're lowering the price to $17.99. I guess that's in competition with Walmart, who has lowered theirs to $17.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm guessing. So what else do we have? No callers. I don't have my switchboard up. Okay, we're over here on Angela's page, so let's see what we have.
Somebody has started a Kristen Stewart daily birthday project for 2009.
Yes, I heard that.
A happy birthday. Well, they have one started for Rob, so why don't they start one for her, too? So that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find all this news that we're looking up, seeing Angela's not here. You can find all this news at Angela's website.
Exactly.
Actually, I'm going to play Angela's clip.
Hi, my name is Angela from IntoxicatingScent.com. I'd like to give you a little bit of information about us. IntoxicatingScent.com is run by me and a few of my friends. We are devoted Twilight fans. We aim to bring you the latest in news and images and all things related to Twilight, including the movies, the books, the cast, and its members. Our gallery currently holds over 40,000 images, and we love for you to stop on by. We are a fan-friendly community. We are opening up a forum soon in which we'll be giving away gifts and prizes, so please come visit us at www.intoxicatingscent.com.
Yep.
And her website is awesome.
Yeah, they're screaming in there, go Sheila. And Sheila is one of Vamp Radio's and one of Intoxicated Scent's photographers for the 100 Monkeys. Her pictures are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's out there, you know, every Tuesday taking pictures and all that good stuff. I just love her to
yep.
death. So, okay, Gina, I found something we can talk about.
Oh, yay, what?
The deleted scenes.
Oh, yeah. And she has them posted.
I've only seen a few deleted scenes. Edward's bedroom scene. Okay, how cute. Okay, if nobody's listened, see, I don't want to ruin anything.
All right, we need to ask them, do you guys want us to talk about the deleted scenes if you haven't seen them yet? We should wait and see if they say yes.
Okay, we have one yes. We have someone already mentioning one of the deletions.
Yeah, somebody's already said something about one of them. So we can wait and see if they want to talk about it. Yeah, honestly, I'm reading my news and.
Okay, they're saying sure, so I'm going to go ahead and talk about it. How cute. I'm kind of glad they took it out. But it would have been a funny part in the movie where Bella's having, we call them the rain sticks. Where she,
oh, yeah, plays with the rain stick and she talks about it.
She comes up to down. She's like, yeah, me and my mom used to make these with our, did she say chinchilla?
Chinchilla's poop.
I was like, that is so cute. It's funny. I want to see if there's any Charlie deleted scenes because I haven't seen any from him yet.
Yeah, there is. There's one where they're in the diner.
They're in the diner. Well, I've seen that one, the extended one where they're in the diner and he's talking about the Collins and, you know, how people need to be more polite and all that good stuff. You know, me, I live by the rule, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. So, that's true. He should have said that in the movie. It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.
Right.
But I want to see, like, deleted scenes where he's got the gun, because that was so funny. Or more deleted scenes with Charlie and Billy. Because I would like to see, you know when Jacob and Bella were talking there at the truck? I would pay more of attention of Billy and Charlie being in the back.
Oh, yeah, they were cute.
That's what I was paying attention to. I don't know why, but I thought that was so funny.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I'm down with the kids.
I'm down with the kids.
You're the bomb.
Oh, yeah, you're the bomb.
That's so funny. I love it. I don't think Angela's coming back, but Angela had a short little emergency. She's taking care of her little boy. I seen the Veronica and, Veronica. Why do I keep calling her Veronica? I have no idea. The Victoria and James deleted scene today.
that was a little.
Which one?
That was the one where they're kissing scene.
Oh, I never saw that. I haven't. I have not seen most. I've only seen a few of the deleted scenes.
Yeah, it's on. Angela has it on Intoxicated Scent right now. I think that's where
okay.
I went. And you know where she's running, and she's like, "Yeah, I love when men chase me because you know they're chasing her." And then her and James go at it, and it's
ew.
It's hotter than Bella and Edward.
Ew. I want to know. All right, you know that the kissing scene between Bella and Edward in her bedroom?
Yeah.
The one where he goes, I want to try something?
Yeah.
There is another one of those where he's wearing a different color T-shirt, and they refilmed it. They redid the scene. I want to see the original because apparently the original was hot. I want to see the original of that. I wonder if that's on there.
You know, I hate to say it, but after the interview today, I'm a werewolf. I'm a wolf now. There's something about those wolves that I got to get to know. So I want to see, like, more Jacob. I want to see more Billy, more Sam, more Embry. That's what I want to see. Well, we have 17 minutes, Gina, honey.
Yep, and I'm reading news, and they're just.
Did you find anything that you want to mention yet?
Well, there's rumors, but no confirmation yet, that Juan Antonio Bayona may be directing Eclipse. And like I said, there's rumors but no confirmation yet on that.
Everybody's opinion on Dakota Fanning joining the cast.
Oh, yeah, that has been confirmed that she's joining the cast. I saw the movie Push last night, and honestly, she was really good in it.
Oh, she's a wonderful actress. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I love all the movies she's in. I actually watched The Secret of Bees last night, and she's amazing, but, you know, most people, they were upset that they were bringing a really big, big star in, because, I mean, Dakota Fanning is a huge star.
Right.
And they were a little upset, but I think she's going to play a beautiful Jane.
Mm-hmm. I think she is, too. I think that she really is kind of embodies who Jane is. I mean, when you read the book, she's this little, diminutive, but very powerful little vampire, you know. I wonder who they're going to get to play Alec next to her, though.
I know. I can't wait to have, like, the final casting list. And the final one is going to be cool. Well, it looks in the chat room that they're excited. They can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Saying they loved her in Hide and Seek. Oh, my goodness, Hide and Seek. Have you seen that movie, Gina?
No, I don't want to see it.
Yeah, that's right. You don't do scary movies.
I don't do scary movies. I'm on a radio program that does horror and vampire, but I don't watch scary movies. Something wrong with that picture, right?
Just a little. But definitely, I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I have a message. I cannot wait until Vamp Radio is in Vancouver. That's what
I can't wait. We probably won't be making it up there for New Moon, unfortunately, but I know we're making it up there for Eclipse. I can't wait.
I can't wait. I was looking at some of the photos of the cast and just, the ones that they're walking to the cars, and I'm looking at the little background stuff, and I was like, I know that place.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed at that hotel when I worked up there.
That's right.
So I'm excited to go back. I'm excited to, one,
bring you, you know, bring our listeners everything they want to know about, well, not everything because some things are secrets, but as much
That's
as we
right.
can tell you guys about the filming of Eclipse and all that, and if we do get lucky enough to make it up there for New Moon, bring you that. But I'm excited because I get to go up there and, one, I get to show Gina everything that I used to do up there.
Yay!
Because I am definitely going to make a phone call or two and be like, hey, I'm back. I got a friend. I'm bringing her on set. So I can't wait to do that. I just can't wait to see all my friends up there. I miss them so much. But, yeah, we're excited. Hopefully we'll make it up there for everyone. All that good stuff.
Right. Oh, I got a little tidbit. Twilight was nominated at the Saturn Awards for the best film, the best fantasy film. That's very cool.
That is.
Oh, and Ashley confirms that she will be driving a yellow Porsche on the roads of Italy.
Didn't we get like a little sneak peek that Ashley said that they were actually heading over to Italy very soon?
She did say something about that.
So that might be where some of them are going to.
That could be.
Mm-hmm. This could be why they're leaving Vancouver.
Yep, you never know.
Well, just to run down what's happened this week, tomorrow night, 9 p.m., is True Blood Monday with Gina and Jess. They will just bring you almost everything True Blood. They're going to talk about the first book, right?
Yep.
Talk about the first book, which I really need to grab that book and read it. And then Tuesday is Twilight Hour, where we hope everyone in the chat room will be back, because then we'll have a lot more news. Then we'll have Angela and Gina post Twilight Hour, and they will look up more news. See, today at the last minute, they were like, oh my gosh, we have, you know, an hour and 30 minutes to be on air. I was like, yeah, just talk about the news. But they didn't have time to get ready for the news. Because
we were so busy getting ready for the show, yeah.
Yeah, because I put the whip down. I said, okay, girls, make sure you got your questions ready.
That's right, and we had to have those questions ready.
And then Wednesday, 100 Monkeys. I don't know if you guys are excited as I am, but I'm very excited to talk to Ben, Jared, and Ben again. And hopefully Uncle Larry will still be there because, everybody loves Uncle Larry.
Oh, yeah.
And then Friday, hosted by Ashley, Jess, and myself, is Moonlight Radio. And then Saturday, hosted by Ange M. and Ashley, is Blood, Books, and Bath. And they're going to talk about Stephen King again because, Stephen King has done so much work and they just couldn't do it in 1 hour.
Right.
And then on the 23rd, we have Bobby Long, and he will be on at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then on Tuesday, Gina's back with more New Moon news, and maybe we'll have a guest. Who knows? We'll see. So the week will go by, and somebody will pop us an email and be like, hey, can I come on?
Yep.
And then on the 25th, for the Moonlight fans, I will not be here to host with Jess because my uncle has got back from Iraq, and he's in Hawaii right now, and he will be flying back home on the 25th. So I asked Gina if she could host Band Night with Jess, and we have Under on. And Under is an awesome band. They've done so much music for TV shows, but one that we love is they were featured in Moonlight.
Yep.
So Gina will be here to host that with Jess. And then that's all I have on my schedule.
Yep.
For upcoming guests. Oh, everyone, they were talking, they were emailing me because on the 18th we were supposed to have Jerry Cherry. And Jerry Cherry has been moved to April the 8th. That's why the 100 Monkeys will be on the 18th.
Cool.
So,
Now I can breathe.
And as always, if you want to be affiliate of our website, we will put you on our VampRadioOnline.com website, and we will put you on our BTR website and all of our MySpaces. Just send us a link with your banner, a little bit about your website, and what else are we putting on the new website? Your button, your banner, your button, and just a little information about your website. And if you want to make a 30-second clip for us to play actually on the show as commercials, because believe me, we love playing the commercials because that gives us the time to sit back, drink some water, and relax. So if you can email us, I think it's affiliates@vampradioonline.com.
Yep.
And questions for all of our guests, the email address for that is vampradio@vampradioonline.com. But I'm asking everyone that listened to the show today, if you want to send in thank you emails to Gil, please email me at amymccracken@vampradioonline.com. I think that's all I got to say.
I think that's about everything.
I think Gina's over there cooking dinner.
No. I'm looking at news trying to find stuff, but I can't find anything else. It's a slow news day.
Slow news day. And, again, thank you all for hanging around for the last 45 minutes with us, because I know you were all here for Gil anyways.
Yes. Thanks for coming.
So, yeah, thank you for staying. We really do
exactly.
And like I said, we'll see you tomorrow night, True Blood, at 9 o'clock p.m. Hey, Gina. You know what?
All right. You want us to take us out with our favorite song?
Let's take us out with our favorite song. And you know what? It did not surprise me one bit that he said this was his favorite scene in the movie.
No, this is an awesome scene.
Very awesome.
All right, here we go. For me and Ange and for Amy, thank you so much for coming. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow for True Blood and Tuesday for Twilight.
Welcome to Twilight.
I'm hitting the wrong button. Why do I do that?
I don't know. I have them labeled. Opening song, ending song.
I know you do. I'm an idiot.
You're not an idiot. You're just still excited about the interview.
I know. Okay, here we go. Here's the right one.